Listening test. There are three parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. Now look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question one. One. When are the woman and the man talking?
Excuse me, how can I get to the concert hall from here?
Taking a taxi is the easiest and fastest way. It's 8. Buses don't go there so often.
Is the concert hall very far?
Not really. It's in the park, but walking is dangerous at night. If it were 6 now, it would not be so dangerous.
I see.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, how can I get to the concert hall from here?
Taking a taxi is the easiest and fastest way. It's 8. Buses don't go there so often.
Is the concert hall very far?
Not really. It's in the park, but walking is dangerous at night. If it were 6 now, it would not be so dangerous.
I see.
Two.
How will a tourist travel to Kurashiki from Tokyo?
What's the cheapest way to Kurashiki from Tokyo?
The Shinkansen is about 17,000 yen. Airplanes are faster, but they're over 30,000 yen.
That's too expensive.
Oh, there's a night bus. Take a train from Tokyo to Yokohama, then a bus. You'll arrive at Kurashiki Station before 7:30 the next morning for about 16,000 yen.
I'll take the cheapest way during the day. Thank you. Now listen again. What's the cheapest way to Kurashiki from Tokyo?
The Shinkansen is about 17,000 yen. Airplanes are faster, but they're over 30,000 yen.
That's too expensive.
Oh, there's a night bus. Take a train from Tokyo to Yokohama, then a bus. You'll arrive at Kurashiki Station before 7:30 the next morning for about 16,000 yen.
I'll take the cheapest way during the day. Thank you. Three. What present will Ms. Smith probably get?
Ms. Smith is going back to the U.S. soon. Let's get her something to remember her life in Japan.
Sure. Do you have any ideas? How about a traditional fan?
That's one idea. How about a book in English about Japanese culture?
Yeah, maybe, but she really likes flowers.
Okay, let's get one about Japanese flowers.
Yes, let's. Now listen again.
Ms. Smith is going back to the U.S. soon. Let's get her something to remember her life in Japan.
Sure. Do you have any ideas? How about a traditional fan?
That's one idea. How about a book in English about Japanese culture?
Yeah, maybe. But she really likes flowers.
Okay, let's get one about Japanese flowers.
Yes, let's. Four. Which sign are Jack and Yuki looking at?
Jack, what is your test number?
My number is 1313. How about yours, Yuki?
1330. So I'll go to room 5.
I'll go to room 4.
I wanted to be in the same room as you.
Yeah. Let's meet here after the test.
Okay, let's do our best on the test.
Now listen again.
Jack, what is your test number?
My number is 1313. How about yours, Yuki?
1330. So I'll go to room 5.
I'll go to room 4.
I wanted to be in the same room as you.
Yeah. Let's meet here after the test.
Okay, let's do our best on the test.
Five. Which map correctly shows where Building C is?
Do you know where the new library is?
Yes, it's on the second floor of Building C.
Where is that building?
It's next to a gym.
Do you mean the Nagisa Gym in front of Wakaba High School?
No, I mean the Wakaba Gym in front of Wakaba Station.
I see. Thank you.
Now listen again.
Do you know where the new library is?
Yes, it's on the second floor of Building C.
Where is that building?
It's next to a gym.
Do you mean the Nagisa Gym in front of Wakaba High School?
No, I mean the Wakaba Gym in front of Wakaba Station.
I see. Thank you.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, choose the correct answer. One. You will hear a teacher talking to the students. She is telling them the morning class schedule. When will the students learn about American culture today?
Good morning, class. My name is Ms. Smith. Today is Monday, and I will be your teacher today. Your regular teacher, Ms. Kelly, had a little accident, but she'll be back tomorrow. Today, you will have your English lesson first, instead of social studies. After that, we'll learn some interesting things about American culture and then have our math lesson before lunch.
Now listen again.
Good morning, class. My name is Ms. Smith. Today is Monday, and I will be your teacher today. Your regular teacher, Ms. Kelly, had a little accident, but she'll be back tomorrow. Today, you will have your English lesson first instead of social studies. After that, we'll learn some interesting things about American culture and then have our math lesson before lunch.
Two. You will hear a woman talking to a man on the phone. Where is the woman's house key?
Are you the key specialist?
Yes. How can I help you?
I left my car key in my car, and it is locked. I have another key, but it's at home.
Can you go home and get it?
No, because my house key is together with my car key.
Where are you?
At the corner of East Street and South Street.
I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Now listen again.
Are you the key specialist?
Yes. How can I help you?
I left my car key in my car, and it is locked. I have another key, but it's at home.
Can you go home and get it?
No, because my house key is together with my car key.
Where are you?
At the corner of East Street and South Street.
I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Three.
You will hear two friends talking in a restaurant. What is the trouble in the restaurant?
What time is it now?
It's 6:15, and we've been waiting for more than 20 minutes for service. We don't even have menus yet.
Why did you want to come here?
I heard the food was good, but I didn't know it had such terrible service.
If someone does not come to help in less than 5 minutes, we're leaving. Now listen again. What time is it now?
It's 6:15, and we've been waiting for more than 20 minutes for service. We don't even have menus yet.
Why did you want to come here?
I heard the food was good, but I didn't know it had such terrible service.
If someone does not come to help in less than 5 minutes, we're leaving. Four. You will hear a girl talking to a boy called Bill. When does Bill plan to study law at a university?
We've got one more year of high school, Bill. What are you going to do after that?
I want to study law, but my parents don't have enough money.
So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to work for 2 years to get money after we leave school. My parents can help to pay after that.
Well, that sounds good.
Now listen again.
We've got one more year of high school, Bill. What are you going to do after that?
I want to study law, but my parents don't have enough money.
So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to work for 2 years to get money after we leave school. My parents can help to pay after that.
Well, that sounds good.
Five.
You will hear a boy talking to his mother about a pen. Where did the boy look for his father's pen?
I lost Dad's favorite pen. What should I do, Mom?
Where do you think you lost it?
Well, I used it last night to do my English homework.
Did you check your shirt pocket and your desk?
Yes. I looked in both places, but I found nothing.
How about on the floor under your desk?
I forgot to look there. I'll go and check now. Now listen again. I lost Dad's favorite pen. What should I do, Mom?
Where do you think you lost it?
Well, I used it last night to do my English homework.
Did you check your shirt pocket and your desk?
Yes. I looked in both places, but I found nothing.
How about on the floor under your desk?
I forgot to look there. I'll go and check now. That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 1 to 5 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Emily talking to a boy called Alex at a party for international students in their city near Tokyo.
Hi, I'm Emily from America. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Alex from Sydney, Australia. But I was born in London and lived there for 3 years.
Oh, really? I love koala bears in Australia. They are so cute.
Yes, they are. But they are not really bears. They just look like bears. We just call them koalas.
I see. I read they have many troubles recently.
Yes. More than 1,400 koalas are killed in car accidents every year. There are few lights on the roads at night, so drivers hit them. They walk very slowly.
That's terrible.
Also, dogs attacked over 1,000 koalas last year. And sometimes koalas are killed by large birds, too.
I saw on TV that Australia has many forest fires in December and January. It's the hot season in Australia.
That's true.
I hope that the Australian people can find ways to help the koalas.
Well, people are driving more carefully at night now, and many people are also joining volunteer activities to plant more trees and improve the environment. Also, people can learn more about the problems of koalas on International Wild Koala Day on May 3rd every year. Now listen again.
Hi, I'm Emily from America. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Alex from Sydney, Australia. But I was born in London and lived there for 3 years.
Oh, really? I love koala bears in Australia. They are so cute.
Yes, they are. But they are not really bears. They just look like bears. We just call them koalas.
I see. I read they have many troubles recently.
Yes. More than 1,400 koalas are killed in car accidents every year. There are few lights on the roads at night, so drivers hit them. They walk very slowly.
That's terrible.
Also, dogs attacked over 1,000 koalas last year. And sometimes koalas are killed by large birds, too.
I saw on TV that Australia has many forest fires in December and January. It's the hot season in Australia.
That's true.
I hope that the Australian people can find ways to help the koalas.
Well, people are driving more carefully at night now, and many people are also joining volunteer activities to plant more trees and improve the environment. Also, people can learn more about the problems of koalas on International Wild Koala Day on May 3rd every year. That is the end of Part 3. That is the end of the listening test. You can continue answering the listening section or move on to the next section.